under the radiation.
Blog Talk Radio.
Discussing about Alex Rodriguez getting his 3,000th hit and the status of Bryce Harper and his injury. So we are now going to jump in to the scores from around the league tonight. Now, the Nationals beat the Pirates 4-1. Red Sox beat the Royals 7-2. The Brewers are leading the Rockies right now 6-4 in the top of the seventh. The Angels are losing to the Athletics 4-2 in the bottom of the fourth. D-backs beating the Padres mid-4. Mariners are beating the Astros 2-1 in the bottom of the third. The Giants are losing to the Dodgers 1-0 in the top of the third. The Tigers lost to the Yankees 7-2. Cardinals beat the Phillies 12-4. Orioles lose to the Blue Jays 5-4. Reds beat the Marlins 5-0. Rays beat the Indians 4-1. Mets lose to the Braves 2-1. Cubs lose to the Twins 7-2. And finally, the Rangers beat the White Sox 2-1. Which we're now going to look at Alex Rodriguez's 3,000th hit. He is the 29th player in MLB history to get 3,000 hits. And just like his fellow Yankee teammate, Derek Jeter, did it with a home run. Now, fans, I want you to call him, but I just have to say that to do it with a home run just means I just think it's so much better. I mean, it's so much better than just a normal single. I mean, a home run is just special, first of all, but something that you'll remember for even longer if it was more than just anything else. I mean, it's a lot more prouder to say that your 3,000th hit was a real home run, other than saying my 3,000th hit was a ball to the shortstop that I ran out. It's just very crazy. As fans, you can cast your insurance all-star ballot for Alex Rodriguez and other players by using the hashtag ASGWorthy. And so, Rodriguez is getting a lot of attention this year, coming back from his season suspension for the use of TDs, and he comes back and within 2 months gets his 3,000th hit, as he has really had a good season so far, which may be scaring some players. Definitely knowing that he is definitely a veteran, but is still one of the better players in the league. See if fans call in. I want to hear what you guys have to think about Alex Rodriguez getting his 3,000 foot. And, I mean, he's played a good 62 games with a 278 average, 12 home runs, and 34 RBIs. I mean, these are definitely numbers that will get you into the All-Star game. Billy getting into the All-Star game. I do not think so. He definitely won't start. I mean, no one other than Yankees fan, I would think, would vote him or just vote out of respect for getting his 3,000th hit. But as we all know, this is not a fan favorite, as he is booed miserably everywhere he goes. So I definitely wouldn't think he would be voted into the All-Star game, but maybe one of the later All-Star picks, as they have those sort of like players and managers kind of voting in for him. So this is putting Alex Rodriguez in even a greater state for him. And he turns 40 in about a month, but he has just still been able to dominate. And he has been really just an explosive batter for the Yankees this season, and has definitely been a great third baseman. Now, looking back on his last couple years, didn't play a single game in 2014, but he struggled a good bit in 2013, which really, I mean, the Yankees had a big issue with who was going to play third base. Were they going to give it to Alex Rodriguez, or are you going to have to call a prospect to get it? Just because Alex Rodriguez had such a poor 2013 year, only having 156 at-bats with a 244 average and only 19 RBIs. I mean, he really was a big question mark heading into the 2015 season, as it would be the year he turns 40. Will he still be able to produce? And he's producing greatly for this team, as he has really shown that he belongs here. Yeah, so fans call in. I want to hear what you guys have to say about Alex Rodriguez. We're going to stay on this topic here about Alex Rodriguez. Now, I mean, what would Alex... The real question of the day is, how would this be interpreted if Alex Rodriguez wasn't pretty much the biggest cheater in the whole entire game? I mean, I remember I was just watching it. Alex Rodriguez hit his ball into right center field over the fence. And Derek Jeter did the similar just to the opposite side of the ballpark. And it seemed like almost more big of a deal for Derek Jeter. And I really just think it's not that it's any more specific or significant. It's just for Derek Jeter. I mean, he was the captain. He was the guy everybody looked up to and really set the example for every player. But then you have a guy like Alex Rodriguez, and he... he's not really that player. I mean, sort of does what he does and doesn't really care what other people think about it. So, I mean, would it just be any different without him there? Yeah, Alex Rodriguez, if you're just tuning in, is in the record books with his 3,000th hit. Yankee fans have had the two most recent 3,000 hits, and they're now 29 of them in the 2006 World. And what we're going to do now is we're going to go down in order on what hit that they had, and only...
Hold on.
Yeah, only 3 out of the 29 have been home runs. It was a home run for Wade Boggs, Alex Rodriguez, and Alex Rodriguez's teammate, Derek Jeter. So, yeah, in first place, many people know, is Pete Rose with 4,256 career hits. In second, Ty Cobb with 4,191. Those are the only two players in MLB history to hit the big number, 4,000 hits. As I mean, that would, the consistency right there is just off the charts. Then we have Hank Aaron coming in at third with 3,771. Stan the Man Musial with 3,630. Tris Speaker with 3,515. Derek Jeter, 3,465. Honus Wagner, 3,430. Carl Yester's 3,419. Paul Molitor, 3,319. Eddie Collins, 3,314. Willie Mays, 3,283. Eddie Murray, 2,255. Nap Lajoel, 3,252. Cal Ripken, 3,184. George Brett, 3,154. Paul Wehner, 3,152. Robert Yount, 3,142. Tony Gwynn, 3,141. Dave Winfield, 3,110. Craig DiGio, 3,060. Ricky Henderson, 3,055. Rod Grew, 3,053. Lou Brock, 3,023. Rafael Palmeiro, 3,020. Cap Hansen, 3,011. Wade Boggs, 3,010. Al Kaline, 3,007. Roberto Clemente and Alex Rodriguez with 3,000. As Roberto Clemente also last hit as he then died on the plane crash. Now Alex Rodriguez still has many years to get more hits. And maybe... No, I'm not going to even say that. Okay. Now, the question here is, what does the 3,000th, your 3,000th hit mean to baseball? I mean, it is definitely known as probably the most superior award, but a guy for Alex Rodriguez. I mean, you see a lot of these guys with 3,000 hits. They have, I mean, they were usually just leadoff guys that really just got the most at bats, and which would have the most opportunity to hit the most home runs. But for a guy like Alex Rodriguez, he has done absolutely. He's done everything, and he has 667 runs. I do not know. If that is accurate, as he is then fourth on the list, as there's only 3 people to ever hit 700 home runs. Hank Aaron, Barry Bonds, the leader. And then Babe Ruth. So yeah, he's really an all-around guy, and he's really in the top leaderboard for a whole bunch of stuff. But, I mean, that's just how he is, which is also a very special combination. He really can't get all those base hits, but then also get hit the home runs and really bring in RBIs, as Alex Rodriguez was never a guy that batted first for any means. He usually batted in the 3 spot to about the 5 spot later in his career. So yeah, Dan's calling 516-666. I know. I want to hear your thoughts and opinions about Alex Rodriguez as we are now going to break. See you back in about 4 minutes.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you.
Back here on Inside Out, we are now going into our last topic of the day, which is Bryce Harper. And if you didn't know, Bryce Harper injured his hamstring Thursday night against the Tampa Bay Rays in a game which they lost. But the real scare of that was Harper's injury as he hurt his hamstring while making a catch playing right field. And he was not in the starting lineup tonight against the Pirates, even though they still won a final score of 4-1. This happens in the 6th inning, a mild left hamstring strain. He is considered day-to-day and hasn't been ruled out for Saturday's game. He has sort of he's mostly fine now, but yesterday at the time, this was a huge scare to any Nationals fans, as he has really been the best player so far in the league, leading basically,
right.
He's probably the most, he's leading the league in on base percentage, slugging, and OPS, and walks. So, I mean, he's an on-base machine with a .344 average and a .476 on-base percentage. That is almost 50%. He is just such an electric player and a great to watch. Very exciting. He's also tied for second in home runs with 22. So, I mean, he can really just do it all. He is such a versatile player. And is also a great fielder, too. And a guy that the Nationals have really worked hard on getting better, as he was basically the number one prospect we've seen within a decade, like the youngest player in the major leagues. He is still very young, and in his third year, I want to say. But yeah, so the scare on that, really, but he's okay and is not yet ruled out for Saturday's game. He's considered day-to-day, which really looking out for Nationals fans. As at the time, during the sixth inning of that game, everyone thought, oh no, this could be very, 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 very bad and could possibly ruin the season for them, as they have really just leaned on him in every single clutch situation. We're now going to the seventh inning stretch. We are back with Inside MLB, and I'm going to take away the stats on Alex Rodriguez, as even though he got his 3,000th hit tonight in the Bronx, he is still one of the best RBI guys and home run hitters of all time. I just think a player that has those kinds of numbers really puts him in the debate of, is he one of the best players ever, as he can really just do anything. Alex Rodriguez will be 40 within about a month and some change. But, I mean, he's just a great, even though I hate to admit it, and I think everyone else knows it, but I hate to admit it, also a great player. Okay, I would like to give a special thanks to Will Gano, Jason Stentz, and Benson Factor for help of production of Inside MLB. And so then we'll be the podcast that goes every night from 4:30 to 5 o'clock only on weeknights. We would like to thank ESPN.com, MLB.com, and various other sources for stats, news, and insight on today's topics with the show. We will see you on Monday night, as we will be giving you another podcast at 4:30. And so that is it. Good night.